My first poem every time I move is one of, you'll see, I'm going to read a San Diego poem, Supreme Alienation. this next book, the whole first section, I've been holding off finishing it for a while. Moving around really displaces me. And when Brighton said they wanted to do something the other day, they're a wonderful organization, by the way. Look closely at their things. They do these, they have a one book that's $4,000. It's a one-of-a-kind illustration of Zygmunt Herbert's work that is exquisite. But what they do is they bring together an artist and a writer, and they don't necessarily bring them together. An artist and a writer could go to them, and if they want to do it, they just say, tell us what you want. Tell us how you want to, you know, a book doesn't have to look like a book. A book could be a room. A book could be a one-of-a-kind Herbert illuminated manuscript, whatever it might be. So anyway, they said they wanted to do something, so I said, okay, I'll print out the stuff I have, but it's not a book, it's not a book, it's not a book. And then when I got it together and I was looking, I was like, oh my God, it is a book. And I saw that it had a number of different things that were contradictions, but what happened was there were these 2 seconds and everything else fell away. And that was great, because I didn't like those poems that well anyway. So the first section is cold and in the mountains in the north. And the second section is immediately north and south of the equator. It's tropical. I wanted to have the sense of walking through an oil painting and it's not dry yet. So this is one of those, and I'm going to read 2 poems from that southern section. This is a prose poem called Azaleas. Sisters climb the bedroom window, lay themselves on the night table like pink fish, like negligees and soap slivers, diaphanous, pale-veined, wrapped through doors, leopard-spotted nectar paths pour down a wash of purple stars. I remember women in New Orleans, some driven through the humid hours like orchids in a cooler, and others all azalea, wild pink shrubs that trumpeted in hot places, flagrant and profuse. Night came on so strong there, the smear of color, the neon grass, the mournful owls and funereal perfume, every bloom corpulent on flood and rain. My friend and I walked the quarter, eating butter pastry and oysters. 6 feet tall, she glowed against the courtyards like Venus, that marble goddess who tasted the world's saliva as if it were champagne. Sax men poured tunes like hot cane just to make my friend laugh. When Venus danced, flowers opened, freaks spun round her like multicolored ribbons, as if she groomed her handsome children. My friend embraced men with faces shaped like figs. She kept a pond for beast behind a black iron fence, behind the quarter on Lessop Street, and a gravestone in the grass. Near dawn, I slept on her guest bed, sweating against red satin while a silver fan clacked overhead. Sun cut through leaded windows and spun the air to hot glass, black coffee with thick cream, huge strawberries in a mahogany dining room. We hid from the heat and talked of dying. The flickering boats our fathers rowed to the spirit world, the little shells of morphine. As the air began to wave and drip, we walked the streets again, both dressed in white gauze with crisp straw hats, then wispy, drooping, damp. We headed for her levee's shack. 3 lilting rooms of bird nest water, the dissolving river, lapped the back porch, the pilings. Tell me about a lover, she'd say, causing a lip of wine to sing under her index finger. We never touched, but in the tuberous wave of our voices, we drifted for days. As I drove north one dark, past St. Charles and into the bayou, a rainstorm changed the livid horizon to brown, then bruise. How sweet azaleas at the beginning, breathing in the swamps, breathing in the streets, their fuchsia bodies covering our feet. How brief our beauty and sugared heat. Our dresses lifted and fell those hours between the wicker and dying rafters like opulent clouds of steam.